Reading from the third book of Nephi, chapter 8, beginning with verse 12. And it came to pass that he commanded that their little children should be brought. So they brought their little children and sat them down upon the ground round about him. And Jesus stood in the midst, and the multitude gave way till they had all been brought unto him. And it came to pass that when they had all been brought, and Jesus stood in the midst, he commanded the multitude that they should kneel down upon the ground. And moving down to verse 23, he took their little children one by one, and he blessed them, and prayed unto the Father for them. And when he had done this, he wept again, and he spake unto the multitude, and saith unto them, Behold your little ones. And as they looked to behold, they cast their eyes toward heaven. And they saw the heavens open, and they saw angels descending out of heaven, as it were in the midst of fire. And they came down and encircled those little ones about. And they were encircled about with fire, and the angels did minister unto them, and the multitude did see and hear, and bear record. And they know that the record is true, for they, all of them, did see and hear, every man for himself. And there were in number about 2,500 souls, and they did consist of men, women, and children. What a glorious experience for these 2,500 souls to have their children come and to sit around their Savior and to witness these angels descending out of heaven and ministering unto them. To have the Lord Jesus Christ Himself bless them. I imagine there were several hundred of these children. What a blessing. Did we come today expecting a similar blessing? There's no reason we shouldn't. For we are told when we ask, if we ask not amiss, we will receive. Perhaps we will not see for ourselves or even hear the angels, but I certainly believe that they will be with us. You know, the children were brought to Jesus in Jerusalem as well. In Matthew 19, verse 13, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them, saying, There is no need, for Jesus has said, Such shall be saved. You know, the disciples were right. Jesus did say that he came to this world to preach repentance to those who needed it. Well, we know that little children and infants are without sin. And we know that they will be saved by the grace of God. And yet, what was his response? He said, Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and departed thence. You see, the Lord knew, even though that they would be saved, that there was a need for a blessing for these young children. Had many years to live, or a few anyway, to learn the gospel. And he knew that they would need help along the way. so that when they reached that age of accountability, that they would be blessed and that they would choose for themselves to be baptized and to accept Jesus as their Savior. You see, I think also Jesus didn't want to he was so excited because of these little children and did not want to withhold any blessings. For of such is the kingdom. And what a joy it was for him to share that moment with these little ones that are such a great example of what we are to be. Innocent. Depending on our Savior for our salvation. It's not what we do. But after everything that we can do and have done, it's the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For if such is the kingdom. You know, it's not just for the children. It's also for the parents, isn't it? This blessing. And not only for the children and the parents, but for the congregation of this church, that we may all assist and nurture these children. I remember Derek's blessing. It does not seem like very long ago. In a few days, he'll be graduating. And as a parent, you know, you always hear time flies, but when it does, you really realize it. And that that window of opportunity I'm feeling is beginning to close for direction and guidance. And so my prayer is for the parents to not take lightly these next few years. For tomorrow, they will be on their own. I remember that day of Derek's blessing. Brother Joe gave the sermon. It was up in Woodbine. He talked about Simeon. This man that was promised that he would not taste of death until he saw the Lord's Christ. And that came true. He met Mary and Joseph and little baby Jesus in the temple. And he blessed them. And they were blessed. He prophesied of this Jesus and what he would become to the people. He said to Mary, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of the This child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a spear shall pierce through him to the wounding of thine own soul also." Mothers understand that, don't they? What a blessing and experience that was. And it says, "The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." We are to help these little children. And King Benjamin in Mosiah chapter 2. He says, "You will not suffer your children that they go hungry or naked, neither will you suffer that they transgress the laws of God and fight and quarrel one with another and serve the devil who is the master of sin, or who is the evil spirit which hath been spoken of by our fathers, he being an enemy to all righteousness. But you will teach them to walk in the ways of truth and soberness. You will teach them to love one another and to serve one another." This is my prayer that we will unite to love one another and to serve one another. I need to first apologize for those who are bulletin watchers, because I was one not too long ago, and just when you thought there was just one hymn and one more prayer to go, the preacher stands back up. And so we'll try to make it pretty easy on you. Wanted to say a few things about mothers. How can we not? It's so good to see so many mothers here today and their supporting family. It's a testament to their hard work and the things that they have taught their children. You know, I've had a lot of influential women in my life. Of course, there's my mom, who had the most impact, but also had my two grandmas. And not only that, but I had a whole bunch of church ladies growing up, going to church, that had a positive impact on me. And so I'm thankful for that. You know, our mothers are a representation of the church. Have you thought about that? The Lord, I think, designed the family unit and the role of mother so we could more fully understand His church and His love for us, His people. Mothers are to their children what the church is to its members. In Ephesians 5:25, we read, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife see that she reverence her husband. What a beautiful lesson that is on full display and is all about us. The love of our mothers. So I naturally began to think about how my mom taught me about Christ's church. And I wanted to format this in kind of an open thank you note. You know, often if you, hopefully our moms get some Mother's Day cards today, and often those Mother's Day cards turn into thank you notes. At least mine do. There's so many things to be thankful for what mom has done. So these are a few of the thank yous that I would like to share openly with my mom. And perhaps you have some similar thank yous. Mom, thank you for getting me up early. To go to Sunday school every Sunday. Even though I would have rather slept in, for it is a day of rest, I thought back then. Naturally, you should sleep in, right? Well, my mom knew best. She got me to church, to Sunday school. We go to church to be taught, don't we? Our moms have a hand in a lot of things that we learn. My mom understood that we learn more by seeing and doing than what she says. I don't remember Mom saying, "Just do what I say, not what I do." Never heard her say that. But I do remember her sitting in her chair, studying her scriptures. And that image means so much more to me than any verse that she recited to me over the years. It encourages me even to this day, the importance of studying the scriptures. You know, Christ taught by doing, by example. He didn't just say, apostles, I want you to meet together often to share in the Lord's Supper. Well, of course he did say that, but he also showed them, take, eat, remember, this is an emblem, a symbol of my body and my blood. Likewise, he taught them by example, and he himself, the innocent, the Savior of all mankind, was baptized. He didn't just tell us we needed to be baptized. He himself was baptized so that we could learn by example. Mom, thank you. I'm sure glad she isn't here this morning. I'd have a really hard time getting through this. Actually, I do wish he was here. Thank you for the hours and hours of cumulative prayers offered for your family while you knelt beside your bed. And I'm sure at times wiped tears away of love and concern for all your kids. We as members of this church receive prayerful support from one another, and most certainly from our mothers. We are to pray always, continuously, and as I have prayed among you, even so shall you pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. That was in 3 Nephi chapter 8, verse 48. Mom, thank you for giving me chores around the house so I could feel valued while I learned the value of hard work. As a church, we make sacrifices for one another through fasting and offerings, through volunteering. I remember when I was a kid, we had a church garden. There's a little plot of land out in the country just outside of Woodbine. And I don't know how often we would meet out there, but we as a collective group, we would plant and hoe and harvest. That made an impact on me. And the bounty was shared with the church as a whole. But the greater blessing was working together. Mom, thank you for helping me follow along by pointing to the words as the hymns were being sung, so I could develop an appreciation for sacred music while singing with the congregation. I'm sure my mom wasn't the only one that made us follow along. so we could not only read the words, but sing. And this is important for us to have sacred music in our homes. Mom, thank you for being there for all my games and meets and concerts and banquets and so on. Successes are so much more fun when shared with loved ones. And failures and trials are so much easier to endure. Don't we as a body of saints share in one another's celebrations and trials? And we help one another. Mom, thank you for getting the grass stains off my uniform, so I would be ready to get back out there for the next game. We go to church to learn how to repent, seek forgiveness, that through the power and saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven and our souls are cleansed. Mom, thank you for teaching me how to fill out my first tithing statement and to see the importance of giving to others. Through this, I learned that the whole world doesn't revolve around me. That's a lesson hard to be taught. We come to church to share gifts with one another, don't we? All those gifts that we've been given, it is a joy to be able to share. There's a lot more joy in sharing than keeping. Mom, thank you for making me sit with you and Dad at church, even though the kids not sitting with their parents looked like they were having lots of fun. Going to church keeps us grounded. Helps us stay on the straight and narrow. Reminds us of how to be Christ-like, Christ-centered. Talk a little bit to the kids that are in here. I mean, let's just face it. Sometimes moms can be annoying. Isn't that right? Nagging, getting on your case about this and that. Well, believe it or not, it's because they love you. And they've probably told you that too. In Ephesians 6, we read, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Mom, thank you for making sure I understood that no matter what, I would always be welcome. In your home. The Lord wants us to know He always welcomes you into His home. No matter what you have done, what you have faced, what trials you endure, He's always welcoming you home. You know, there are some that you may have heard. You probably heard this before. Some may say, you know, I really don't need church. I can worship just fine on my own. Actually, I heard that not too long ago. Well, it's pretty sad, isn't it? It's a pretty selfish thought that somehow church is just about you. It's about us, isn't it? And drawing closer to our Father in heaven. He wants you to come home. Some moms may have some children that threaten to leave, to run away. This happens to adults too. He wants you to come home. In Moroni 6:6, and the church did meet together oft to fast and to pray, and to speak one with another concerning the welfare of their souls. And they did meet together oft to partake of the bread and wine in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Mom, for all the trips to Food Land and all the meals prepared. For you have truly been a blessing. We come to church to be fed. And I'm not talking about potluck. But to be fed spiritually. In Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Just a few more thank yous. Thank you, Mom, for caring for me when I got sick. And you assured me that I would be okay, even when I wondered. We go to church to receive healings by the power of the Holy Ghost through the laying on of hands of the elders. Moms are a great example of what church is. Mom, thank you for not giving me all the quarters I wanted to play Pac-Man and other video games. Mom, thank you for not saying, I told you so, more than you did, even though you probably really wanted to. Mom, thank you for taking me to reunions and camps and retreats and caravans. Perhaps you mothers will hear some thank yous from your children today for teaching you for the lessons you have taught your children about love and church. You know, being a mom, from what I have witnessed, is a hard job. It's not easy. And there are times when moms, like anyone, will make mistakes and will say things that they don't really mean. But don't let that discourage you. Your kids just need you to continue to love them. And they are very forgiving You are not in a competition to be the best mom in the world. Just be the best mom to your kids. Sometimes you may think that you're standing alone, doing and saying what you know to be right. And it can be lonely. But you need to stand your ground and know that you have the support of your Heavenly Father. I'm sure most of us have seen the video of the mom in Baltimore recently that we'll say set her kid back in line and protected him from his own bad decisions. We need moms to take a stance. For their kids' sake. For the sake of our families. I just want to say thank you. For it is truly a blessing to be raised in a church with love. And to have not only your own mother, but the mothers of many to love and support you. And we certainly have these mothers here today. And we're forever grateful. And we ask that the Lord's blessing would be upon your household as you continue to teach your children about the love of Christ and His church.